But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. In 2004, at 5:10 a.m., a UFO was spotted over Easley, South Carolina. Easley 911 was flooded with one call. The one guy who saw it has committed at least 15 minutes per week to look outside of what the media reports, to read between the lines. Is that his huge, bushy beard or the true location of Area 51? It's now time for Mattman's Conspiracy Mysteries.
Ah, thank you. This one's not so much a conspiracy mystery as more of it's, at least when I read it, my jaw didn't fall like to the floor, maybe to the table, but I wasn't shocked. I was just like, well, of course.
You know, that's sad too, that you weren't shocked.
It will take a lot to shock you in this day and age. Like, I can't remember the last shock that I got. I'm not talking about the little finger gesture. I'm talking about like, wow, I cannot believe that.
When you teased this yesterday, I was genuinely shocked. I didn't know this was the thing that you could even do.
Oh, well, what came up on my radar was, you know, when you have a city that starts to grow or has always grown and you realize the property values are very expensive, it's kind of like the thing where I knew people here in the upstate during the housing market when it got crazy here, they were selling their homes. And I would ask them, well, where are you going to move in this same economy? Like, if you had a bigger house, you're going to get smaller, whatever. Yeah. That makes sense. But yeah, our city hall was at a prime spot in downtown Greenville. But then, you know, developers and stuff was like, yeah, we'd like to have that spot too. Who needs a city hall anymore? We'll stick y'all over here behind the Reedy River or wherever. I don't even know where it's at. Somewhere near the bougie hotel.
Yeah.
The one that looks like something from Disney.
Well, did it get moved yet?
Bohemian. Bavarian.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty. Bohemian.
Bohemian. Like the Grove.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
I don't know if they've moved it yet or not, but I know that the company already acknowledged they were moving in.
Yeah, who does that? Yeah, okay.
So I always think about that. Like, so a city, it's like when, let's say that you know, there are some bad cops out there. Let's say they do something bad. Well, then the city has to pay that family money, restitution, whatever you want to call it. But who is the city? The taxpayers, the people. Why aren't they getting some of the residual? Why are they having to pay it versus this, that, or the other? So when you pay as a taxpayer, you know, it always gripes my ass when I have to pay to go to a museum. When I look at my tax breakdown, I'm like, I've contributed like $4 a year to this museum. Why do I have to pay to go to the museum? Why do I have to pay $6 to go to the national park?
You should at least get one free.
One a year.
Yeah.
Maybe one a year when you do pay your taxes. So I was looking into some stuff, and part of this has to do with the city that everybody's talking about this week, at least in America. That city being Chicago, the Chi.
Oh. They got a lot of different real estates up there. Some prime, some not prime. Very sub.
Subprime. Oh, very I like sub. That. So, this is what happened. Do you remember way back in 2008 when the real estate market crashed? And everybody was like, oh, God, what are we going to do? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, and rightfully so. I mean, it was people went from thinking they were going to retire soon to having to put in 8-10 more years. Cities face the same stuff, especially when it's a city that well-known, a big metropolitan area. There's still a corporation, though. Like, America is a corporation by definition, a corporation. So, Chicago, the Chi, back in 2008, they're like, oh, God, we are going broke. our budget is not going to be able to...
Third biggest city in the country.
In the... Yes. Dude, it's literally the next thing on my thing here. Third biggest city in the country faced a billion-dollar deficit. Yeah. Billion. So what did they do? Did they sell Wrigley Field? No, they don't own it.
Nope.
Paige's great-great-grandparents own it. Did they sell the tower? Nope.
They don't own that?
They sold their streets. Folks, in 2008, as part of a 75-year lease, Chicago sold their streets and parking meters for $1.16 billion to a company called Chicago Parking Meters LLC. What a name.
Oh.
Sounds like it was from the turn of the century when we didn't have creativity, when it'd be Tony and Sons Furniture. You know, it would just be Greenville Furniture Store. That's where my parents bought their first living room suit. Greenville Furniture Store.
They didn't go to Mutual Home Store?
No! That's where they went to the one in Omaha and got their insurance.
It sounds a lot like a shell, don't it?
Is it a shell, or is Chicago Parking Meters LLC made up of investors from Morgan Stanley and a little country you may have heard by the name of Abu Dhabi?
Oh, my God.
For the next 75 years. So it started in 08, so it ends in what, 2083? They will get all the money from all tickets, all parking meters, all boots, all that. They get it. Now, here's a fun fact about that. So 8 years, 2008, so that was 16 years ago, which is numbing to the mind to think that 2008 was 16 years ago. Just last year, they raked in $266 million from parking meters alone.
Jeez.
But bought it for $1.16 billion for 75 years. Then the people will get it back.
Like, was this not... Rahm Emanuel wasn't mayor yet. He was mayor after.
It was Daley. Richard, the beloved one. The mayor, Richard Daley of Chicago.
Did this not get reneged along the way? Could it even get...
No, it was finalized December 4th, 2008. So it's been going on for 16 years. And then, yeah, like I said, last year, over a quarter of a billion dollars they made back from it. And so I was just like, well, let me look into this. Let me go broader than this. This is crazy right here. The country of China owns 384,000 acres of agricultural land in the United States, only followed by Bill Gates, who owns 30%.
He's got more than Ted Turner now, I guess.
In just last year alone, China bought 13% of all homes in America. Like, just take that in for a minute and just think about that for a minute.
What again? What was the...
China bought, last year alone, 13% of all homes in America.
All homes.
How is this legal? It's not free enterprise. It's like encroaches into, you know, like national security.
I know.
At a certain point.
Absolutely. It goes back to the stuff where I can't think of his name now. Not Blitzer. What's his name? From the... The World Monetary Fund.
Dang it.
The one who says you will own nothing and like it. We will be a world of renting only. You will not purchase anything. You will only rent.
I can't place it right now.
It's not Wolf Blitzer. It's something like that. But if somebody in the town owns rental properties, I feel like that's okay. If it's out of state, especially when it's, you get territorial with it, it's like, I remember when it was going on down here. We had a bunch of landmark, I would say, restaurants that succumbed to the economy, and investment groups from Chicago bought them and kept the name and everything. But it's like, ain't the same thing. But then when it goes international, that's when I lose it. I mean, literally, they spent $13.6 billion on homes in America. So these are people. It's not the country. These are the investors. These are the people over there. investing in our landlords are going to be from a different country.
Buying up all the farms, from what I heard.
And it's allowed. The fact that you could even be a billionaire and there's a possibility that you could buy a city, a big one.
Mm-hmm. That you could just buy, Kim Basinger.
Well, yeah,
went, south.
Brazelton.
The fact that, how is it conceived, drawn up? Whose idea, we're going to sell the streets, lease them out?
Daley's the one who signed it in, but you have to think of, 2000, now, keep in mind inflation. That's what I say about everything. So-and-so's on sale, or this has made the most money ever because everything's more expensive. So in 2008, parking meters, again, this is a very finite, minute thing, but parking meters were 25 cents an hour in 2008 in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Now, $7 an hour.
But now you have these companies where
if you work 8 hours a day, $56 to park your car every day since they took over.
Like, I don't know how this would work in Chicago, but when I went to Brevard a few weeks ago to park.
Well, they're similar.
I had to text the number on a sign and text on my debit card to pay for parking. Nothing on site. Nothing. From what I could tell, it's not involved with the city.
Yeah, I've done that before, too.
So I wonder how many of those are going to creep in. How many people have changed for a meter? If they're even doing it that way anymore.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hey, I pulled something directly to use today for conversation. I actually sent myself this. I think this is really, really good. First off, no one under the age of 18, okay, just for reasons one day you'll understand. Anyone over the age of 18, do you hate your name and want to change it? 1-800-774-0093. Seriously, you've heard about, people doing that from time to time. Change their name out of the blue, or when they hit a certain age, you're like, I never wanted to be called that. I'll be Judas.
Ooh.
No, that's awful. I'd get more than 13 pieces of silver.
I don't know any Bible characters, man.
No crap.
I can't pitch any names to you.
For real. Like, do you hate your name? And maybe you're not going to change it, but you hate your name, but like, God, you can't do anything about it. I mean, you can, but then you think moving and changing your address sucks. The thing that I sent myself was basically names that 50 years ago were very commonplace now have just literally just been eroded from our everyday life.
I got to guess on one.
Bertha is on the list. Bertha. Golf club screwed that up. And also big women. Gertrude is not on the list, though.
I knew a little child named Gertie. She
There's
was adorable.
One here that y'all know. It's very obvious.
Karen.
It's going to go away.
Ethel. Karen's gone. Ethel? No. Thelma? No.
Thelma's good.
There's dude names on here, too.
Byron.
That's a great name. Often misspelled Brian in the NBA. But not on the list. Some of them are just like anything else. They kind of just pass with age or whatever. Like the name Archibald. That's never. Except.
Tiny.
Tiny Archibald. Yes. Nate. Let's see. Got Gary. That's a dude. Gary. That's what we used to talk about, the name Hank had never used. And we had some listeners say they named their kid Henry Hank because we said there's not enough kids named that anymore. Gary is one that is gone, y'all. Gary. Hold on, fat boy. Tell me who we got. I didn't open my phone thing.
Well, yet. I don't want to put the names up there. We got a man and a woman. They don't like their names. I think we call the woman first.
Okay. She doesn't like her name. Good morning, ma'am, who doesn't like her name.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. At what age did you decide you didn't like this name?
Probably in kindergarten.
Oh, so something with the teacher saying the name.
Yeah, because my name is Beatrice Lugenia. And I go by Jeannie. So every day since kindergarten, the first day of school, or even really the first week of school, it was Beatrice, and I go by Jeannie. And where do you get Jeannie from, Beatrice? Well, it's my middle name, Lugenia. I was named after two grandmothers. I won't change my name until my parents pass away, because I don't want to disrespect them or disrespect the memory of their mothers.
Wouldn't it be too hard to change a name then, though? Like,
also, why is it Beatrice and not Beatrice?
Well, I mean, that's just the way my grandmother pronounced it. Beatrice. So, I mean, I go by Beatrice. I mean, pretty much at this stage in life, I mean, I'm almost 50. I'll answer to pre-.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I can't call you B?
I can call you B,
that was my grandmother's name.
I see. What about Tris?
Oh, that's good.
You know, everybody was like, you could go by Trixie, you could go by...
Don't be a Trixie.
Oh, come on.
Blue, and I'm like, no, I go by Jeannie, it's okay.
Yeah,
I like
but
that.
Yeah, one day I would like just to be Jeannie and my last name.
Yeah.
That's simple.
Well, I mean, I was about to say, well, wait for your parents to die and you can do that, but yeah. Don't, you know,
God.
I mean, you'll probably
yeah,
just,
I mean, I eventually everybody has to go through that, but I just, you know, I'm not going to change my name.
Yeah.
You know, now looking back, my mother said, I really should never have named you the first name, Beatrice or Beatrice.
Oh, yeah.
I should have come up with a different name, but
you're like, yeah,
you know.
No crap, Mom. For yeah, Christmas. Yeah.
Especially since my sister has a plain name, Elizabeth Lee.
Oh.
And guess what she goes by?
Liz.
Beth. Yeah.
Wow.
So already,
Beth.
Right off the bat, she was loved more than me.
Oh, man.
It'll come around. Jeannie, if I may, have a good morning. Yeah.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. Man, she probably hates that Christina Aguilera song. I'm the kind of guy that when your name is a popular song, I will start singing it. Line one, he doesn't like his name. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Good. When did you decide you didn't like your name?
Oh, gosh. I guess when I was about middle school, you know, when they the other kids picked up on it, you know, and put everything together.
Yeah.
You know, it's rusty. So, you know, you get all the rusty dusty, musty rusty, all that good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, Lord, yeah. The trombone? Really?
And, you know, to top it off, my middle name, which I won't say, but it's a family name, and it starts with an A, so you put those initials together, you know, Rusty's on the, you know, on the rag, so, you know, you get all those, too.
Oh, your last name starts with G.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Well, thank God your name, your first name is not Fred.
Rusty's
but
a cool name.
My mom was a huge Elvis fan, so it actually comes from Elvis in a weird kind of way. You know, she was laying in a hospital bed trying to come up with a name, and she said she was watching an Elvis movie called Speedway, and he was a race car driver in it, and his name was Rusty in the movie, and so that's how I got my name. I'm just glad she wasn't watching Mr. Ed. I could have been Wilbur or something.
Right. Yeah. No crap.
That's crazy.
No crap. Oh, Lord.
But, you know, Rusty actually means redhead, and I'm, you know, in no way a redhead. So, you know, she didn't think that one out very good.
Well, when I've seen the name Rusty, I always assumed that it was short for Russell.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody does. And
but you're just Rusty.
Just Rusty. I wish his name had been Russell in the movie. You know, that's a little more common than Rusty.
Oh, yeah, the
you know,
love
I met
muscle.
More dogs. I met more dogs named Rusty than I have people.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry.
But it's cool. You know, I'm too old, you know, too long in the tooth to think about changing that now.
Yeah. All right.
But, you know.
Rusty, you have a good morning, sir.
I love that southernism of she wasn't in the hospital. She was laying in the hospital bed.
Laying in the hospital bed. Oh, yeah. Laying in the hospital bed.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Names that have gone away. Like we were pointing out, the name Gary is gone from like American culture. And then flipped it into, do you right now as a person over the age of 18 hate your name and possibly want to change it? And we will go to line three. Fat Boy's not revealing these names to us so we can kind of play along. He does say that it is a male. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. You hate your name, huh?
Man,
or you dislike it?
I wouldn't say hate. I just, yeah, growing up with it has just been hectic, man. It's an Italian culture, but it's Vittorio. So it's my dad's name, and it's, you know, my other brother's name, and it's my grandpa's name, and it's, you know, it's pretty played out. I go by Vito, but obviously it's been stressful growing up. That's either Victoria or it's, you know, and mispronounced well, but yeah, I'd love to change my name.
Dude, I think that's like
Vito.
Were you like little Vito because you were the youngest?
No, well, I mean, nobody really goes by Vito. I'm the only one. My dad actually hates that I ask people to call me Vito, to be honest with you. Yeah, it's a disrespect to the Luzzo name. You know, he gave me Vittorio. I need to stick with Vittorio.
Yeah, I mean, that I don't know. I like it. I mean, it sounds like is it Italian for victory?
I don't know. Well, I'm not sure, man, to be honest with you.
No idea.
It's Vittorio. And then I was born on Valentine's Day, so Vittorio Valentino Galluzzo.
Paisan.
Forget about
hot
it.
Hot dog, right?
You got any uncles that are connected or dad connected?
Man, dude, my dad's 85. I've never met any of my family. I mean, they were all dead by the time I was born. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
I mean, no, it's, I mean, I have, like, a family on my mom's side, but, you know, it's not really the cool side, you know, like the mobster side. They're all passed away.
Well, just so you know, I think your name's cool as crap.
If you want to trade names, we can, man. My credit score sucks. Yeah, you're more than welcome to have my name, bud, all day.
I only got mine back recently where it was good. I've been in your place before. Yeah. Veto nice. Man, though, I don't know it would work. It would also sound like you're always wanting to go against the vote.
I like Vito.
All right, thank you.
We don't like the tracksuits.
Have a good morning, sir. He's probably got a huge dookie rope right now he's wearing.
Toothpick behind the ears.
Yeah. you. Yeah. What's the matter, you? Vito the Hitman Hart. Let's go. You tell me, Fat Boy, line one or two? We got two.
You go line one.
Line one. Man doesn't like his name. Good morning, sir.
So, to explain a little bit more, I was adopted when I was very young, and
thank you.
From the story that my mother told me, I'm not sure if, because my middle name is Steven Tyler, and it was either she added Steven or added Tyler. I'm not quite sure which one, but now my name is extraordinarily long, and it just, I can't tell you how many jokes I've gotten about the, oh, you're Steven Tyler, why don't you play music, or, you know, any of those type
like
of jokes.
A woman. It's just,
you look like a lady. So my cat.
Dude.
You want to have love in an elevator? You know.
Ragdoll.
So your middle name is two names?
Yes.
And your mom attributed that to Aerosmith?
I'm not exactly sure, because I'm not trying to sound bad, but every time I ask about it, there's always a new story about it.
Oh, man.
So you don't have an actual real story.
God, what age were you adopted?
I'm going to say, one or two.
Wow, man. Okay. That's crazy.
Which I will say, I'm very blessed. I've met my birth parents, and they weren't able to have, or they weren't able to keep kids, if that makes sense. And my parents have been a blessing to me.
Yeah.
So I can't be more thankful for that.
Yeah. I mean, there's no chance, like, Steven Tyler's your dad, though, right?
No. Okay. I wish. That would be some really nice karma.
Do you look like a horse when you sing? It might be. All right. As long as you don't write your whole name down, nobody knows, right?
Pretty much. Yeah. The only time it really comes back to bite me is like starting new jobs or any place where you have to put down your full name.
For sure. Yeah. Well,
God, hell, man.
It ain't that bad.
Like, you don't want to ask a full name. It's like a lot of letters, like in the last name. I'm just kind of curious. Like, you don't have to say it, but.
I don't know. I'm going to tell you now, anybody that knows the Steven Tyler knows exactly who I am now. But it's McMahon.
Okay.
Like Vince McMahon.
Wow. What a tough time for you. God. Back in the 80s, so you just got it. You're correct, sir. Yes.
Writing all that down, and especially learning like sign language. Where you had to sign it all.
Good
Lord. Horrible.
You get arthritis doing all that. All right. You've been amazing. Thank you, Steven Tyler. Have a good morning.
What a name.
Yes, sir.
All right, brother. That's one of those. What if it had an O or an A at the end? Because there's some McMahons that are McMahons and McMahons. There's an O-N and an A-N version.
Yeah. I knew the A-N. I had an old manager of Winn-Dixie named McMahon.
Yeah. And all the Harrises are not related. Trust me. Let's go to line two. Good morning, sir. Who doesn't like his name? Good morning.
It's not necessarily that I'm upset with my name or anything. Just to me, it's a weird combination of my first and middle name. Because I have two first names, Joshua and then Cody.
Oh, that's pretty cool, though.
Joshua Cody? What's wrong with that?
Like Buffalo Bill.
Love it.
Wasn't that a Cody? Is that Wild Bill?
Wild Bill Cody.
And that was Hitchcock.
Wild Bill Hitchcock.
Hitchcock?
Not Hitchcock. Hitchcock.
Hitchcock was the director.
Hitchcock, hooray! What? So why do you not like that, though? I mean, it's your choice. I mean, your preference, whatever, but why the big dislike? All right, I don't like your phone.
Yeah, he's...
We're going to let you go.
I thought his last name was going to be like Whole Lips or something. He's Polish.
He didn't say. Like, most people's first and middle name are first names.
Or he had a hyphenated last name like Butte Whole Lips. I don't know.
Oh, that was...
Maybe he knows the Oxaflopping Kid. Yeah, that's a name you'd want to change, right?
No, that's original.
If your last name was Hunt or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or Oxaflopping.
Let's kind of...
I'm going to finish some of the names. Phyllis for women, that's gone. That they wanted a boy named Philip, I think. Fanny used to be the number one name for girls in the 1910s in America. Fanny? Really?
Fanny. Mistress Fanny.
Fanny Mae. And then Enoch is not. I had a great grandpa named Enoch. Nothing. And a great grandpa named Dylan Fox.
That's
freaking
a porno name. Dude,
I know. It's a badass, too. He was also a bootlegger.
I just want to call up and say this. Your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work. I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
Rise, guys.